Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to talk about the importance of showing up, because showing up is the challenge that we all have to face, we all have to approach, and we all have to start at some point. It's showing up that's the most challenging thing, because showing up consistently is the overwhelming thing. On the contrary, it's the best thing that can ever happen for you. So my name is Terrell Humphrey, and welcome to episode of Failure's Knowledge Podcast. And if this is your first time here, make sure you hit that like, make sure you subscribe to the podcast, and really engage with the conversation, because today we're talking about why showing up is the most important thing that you can ever do. So let me finish going live on other platforms, and we're going to get started with this topic. And the goal behind this video is to really explain the importance of showing up. So I'm gonna put that on the board, that showing up is the challenge. Well, when I say showing up is a challenge. Showing up is a challenge. G-E. There we go. Showing up is a challenge. And I'm about to show the board. For those of you that listen to the podcast, I'm showing the board to say showing up is a challenge. And the reason why this topic is so important, let me put that back right there. The reason why showing up is the most challenging thing to ever exist, because you have to do it on a consistent basis. I remember when I was playing football, and when I started playing football at a young age, we had to go to practice, we had to go home, we had to go back to practice, we had to play the game, we had to have Saturday practice, and we have to really train our body, our mind, and our mentality to know and understand that we are preparing for a game. The biggest challenge was showing up. The biggest challenge was running around getting conditioned. The biggest challenge was really understanding that the more you show up, the better you become. And not knowing that the better you become, you have to understand you only get better by showing up consistently. The biggest challenge there is showing up every single day, because every single day there's a new obstacle to face. There's a new challenge to approach, and there's a new lesson to discover. And when you discover the new lesson, you're learning more about the process. You're learning more about your journey. You're learning more about yourself, because showing up is the most difficult thing there is, because as you are showing up, you are getting better. That's the first part when it hit on, that you have to practice to get better. You have to practice to be better. Practice. I-C-T-E. To be better. To be better. There we go. Practice to be better. I'm going to show the board right now. Practice to be better. And the reason why I put practice is because you have to be willing to practice
when you are bad. When you have to be willing to practice when you are not good. And you have to be willing to practice to build a skill. You see, playing any sport, you have to build the skill. You have to build the discipline. And you have to train in a way where you can have the capability to be a good player. Not only a good player, but a player that can potentially make plays on the field. Excuse me. The reason why they're so important, because showing up is the most difficult thing that ever exist, because there's going to be times when your body is aching. There's going to be moments when your mindset is not there. There's going to be times when your mentality is completely different, saying, I don't feel like showing up today. And when you show up, not only do you give it your best, not only do you give it your all, but there's going to be moments when you are showing up and you're showing up with all that you have. Because all that you have is not that much to give. The more you show up, the more you practice to be better, you're facing a challenge, because every day you have to get better. Every day you have to show up. Every day you have to discover something new about yourself. It wasn't until I started really understanding the game of football, until I started becoming a student of football, so I started studying other people play football, precisely other pros play football, I became involved with football. When you're building a skill, you have to get involved with the sport. You have to get involved with the skill. You have to get involved with the communication, because until you learn the skill, showing up is going to be difficult, because when times get tough, when moments get challenging, we're so quick to throw in the towel because we don't have the skills developed enough. But what if you take the time to build the skill, and as you're building the skill, you're becoming better over time? Life shows you that the more you show up, the better you become. Life shows you the more you show up, the more lessons you will learn. The more you show up, the good you can become, the better you can become. And the reason why that's so important is because showing up every single day is a challenge. And you have to wake up every single day and raise your hand and say, I accept the challenge. I accept this new skill. I accept this lesson. Because when you start to accept the lesson, you're showing up even when you have doubt. When you accept the challenge, you're showing up even when you don't have no motivation. When you accept the challenge, you're showing up by any means possible, because any means possible if you're willing to become great. Kobe Bryant was my favorite player in the NBA when he was alive, RIP Kobe Bryant. And he was my favorite player because he showed up every single day. You see, he became my favorite player in 2010 when they played the Celtics. Not knowing a couple of years ago, or in fact, the last year they lost, or the year before they lost to the Celtics. And when they played the Celtics again in 2008 and 2010, it was a game changer, because Kobe Bryant and the Lakers always showed up. In life, you have to find a way to show up no matter what. There's going to be moments when it's not going your way. There's going to be days when it's so challenging. There's going to be times when it's overwhelming. And if you're willing to push through, you're willing to learn. If you're willing to push through, you're willing to develop. If you're willing to push through, you're willing to be patient. But when you showing up is the challenge, because you have to understand that it's a challenge based off the skill that you currently have. It's a challenge because you have to change the skill that you have and evolve it over time. It's a challenge because you have to be willing to work with your skill and give yourself time to develop something new. You see, something new is always a challenge, because you have to practice to be better with what you have. You have to be better with what you have, with the skill that you have. You have to be better with what you have, with the knowledge that you have. In life, you have to understand that showing up is the first challenge that you will ever face, because you have to understand that the challenge that you are facing is self-doubt. The challenge that you are facing is lack of belief. The challenge that you are facing is negative talk within yourself. But understanding, there's a process that you have to go through in order for you to show up every single day. You only get better because you decided to show up every single day. You see, the reason why that's so important, because hold on. I didn't recognize the board was out the camera. Let me put the board back and get in the camera. Showing up is a challenge. Then when you show up, practice to be better. We're talking about practicing to be better at this point, because you can only be better when you start off bad. You can only get good when you learn how to be great. You can only be better when you put time into your skill. Your skill is the most important thing that can ever come from you showing up, because by you showing up every single day, you get better by the day. If you really think about it and multiply the days that you're constantly showing up, just think about it. Over time, you're going to be a lot better than you was today. I started learning Spanish 365 days ago. And in fact, I wasn't familiar with the language. I wasn't aware of the language. And as I'm learning the language is becoming more familiar a year later, because I'm constantly studying it. I'm constantly learning it. And I'm constantly improving my skill. You can only show up if you decide to improve your skill. You can only show up if you decide to improve your knowledge. You can only show up if you decide to go through the hard moments. Life is not going to always be easy. Life isn't going to always be handed to you. Many times in life, you have to go out and find what you are looking for. Oftentimes in life, you have to go out and search what you are trying to discover. But you have to be willing to dig in the dirt. And as you're digging in the dirt, you have to remove the dirt that you're picking up and replace it and throw it to the side. Because in order for the dirt to be lifted, in order for the skill to be developed, in order for the lessons to be learned, you have to be willing to replace the old skill with the new skill by getting educated with the new information, because the new skill is going to show you that the more you show up, the more confidence you're constantly building. You can't have skill if you don't have confidence. You can't be good if you're not willing to show up. You can't learn if you're not willing to learn to approach something new. Showing up is the biggest challenge there is, because you have to be okay with showing up. Because when you show up, now you are practicing to be better, even when you are at your lowest, even when you're at moments where you don't even feel like doing anything. If you can practice to be great when you are at your lowest, when you get to your highest is going to feel so much amazing, because you pushed through the times when you didn't even feel like it. There was times I didn't feel like studying. There was time I didn't feel like watching a film. There was times I didn't feel like doing my homework. And if I didn't really do my homework and commit to the process, I wouldn't have the grades that I have now. I wouldn't have had the skill that I developed. I wouldn't have had the lessons that came from me showing up even when I didn't want to. Many times in life, you're not going to feel like showing up every single day. But I guarantee the more you show up, the more rewards you are able to receive. The reason why this topic came about, let me know in the comments, right quick. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway thus far around showing up and how you are going to start showing up for yourself. I was at this event. And that's it. At this event, it was called Toastmasters. And before the event even started, this woman came up to me and she said, "You look familiar." And I say, "From where?" Like, I'm not sure where, how I would look familiar. And I asked her, "Where do you remember meeting me from? Where do you remember seeing me from?" And she said, "You was on the Zoom." Well, I can't remember if you was on the Zoom or not, but you look very familiar. And so I'm like, really? And so I'm trying to see if I know her, if I've seen her, if I heard her name before, and the memory, her face is not coming to my mind. But here's the thing, when you're showing up, the memory doesn't have to come to your mind, because people remember how you made them feel. People remember how you showed up. People remembered the skill that you had. It's many times in life that we don't recognize our own skills, our own capabilities, our own greatness. It's understanding that we have greatness to achieve. We just have to start with not being so good. We have to start with not being so great. We have to start with not even having skills to begin with. And in fact, if you really want to be honest, excuse me, we do have skills. We just have to understand that the skills that we have are from the lessons that we have endured, are from the experiences that we have went through. You see, practicing to be better is knowing that you can become better. It's recognizing that over time, you will eventually get good. And you have to give yourself permission to become good because you have to be bad. You have to be bad. I was talking to my mama who was a single mother raising three boys by herself. And I was talking to her, and this morning as we were speaking on the phone, I just randomly thought about a thought. Like every test, every standardized test that we took in high school, college, driver license test to get into ASVAB, any test that I've taken, I've had to take multiple different times. I had to take it four different times because my score wasn't too high. I scored too low. I missed a lot of questions and I second guessed my decisions. And so when I really thought about it, I was like, dang, for me to get my driver license, I had to take it four times. For me to get to pass my ASVAB, I had to take it four times. For me to take the ACT, I had to take it four times. In many times in life, you have to be willing to take things over to know that you're building a skill. Now, I'm not saying the more I took the test, I scored higher. In fact, that's the complete opposite. I either scored the same. My ACT score was like a 16. My lowest was a 16. And then when I go back and take the test, I score 17. Then I'm like, okay, maybe I could do a little bit better because I just need a 21. Four points away. I just need a 21. And so when I go back and take the ACT, I end up scoring a 16 again. I said, there's no way. I only went down 1 point. And so when I try to take the test for the last time, I'm taking the test. And as I'm taking the test, I end up scoring an 18. Now it's not a 21. It's not a 21. In fact, it's not even a high score, but it was my high score. It was my best. It was my skill. It was my experience. And the reason why I'm sharing this is because I wasn't always the smartest when it came to standardized tests that we had to take for school, for driver license, for the ASVAB, for any test that's standard for others to take. I will second guess myself. I will wonder, like, why can't I get this right? But one thing that I did was that I showed up. The challenge was taking the test. The challenge was sitting down, reading the questions, and picking the answer. The challenge was understanding that if I miss a certain amount of questions, I would have to come back and retake the test. As you're practicing to become good, many times in life, you have to retake the test to know that you have missed some things. And it's missing the questions that will help you understand the information that you need to look for. The information that will be more open for you. Showing up is a challenge because it's something that you have to consider. It's something that you have to watch. It's something that you have to think of. You can't become good if you never start with what you have today. You can't become good if you never begin today. You cannot become good if you don't show up. You see, showing up is the most challenging thing there is, because how do you show up when you don't even know that why you're showing up? I didn't know why I was taking them tests so many different times. And even though I didn't fully understand why I was taking them tests, I just knew I wanted to become better. There's a goal and reason behind everything. And until you show up, your goal, your dreams, and your aspiration will be a waste because it's something that you're not pursuing. It's something that you're not getting educated on, and it's something that you're not building a skill on. You have to use what you have by starting today. And when you start today, you have to be okay with getting better over time. You can't be good if you never was bad. You can't be bad if you never start. Every time you start something new, your confidence level have to be built within it. I mean, I was training with my boxing trainer. My boxing trainer. And as I'm training with him, he's getting to know me, what my goals are when it comes to fighting and defeating myself. He was like, what's the purpose of you learning how to fight? And I respond, I say, I want to learn how to defend myself properly. And he say, okay, I got you. And I just asked him, after he got done asking me questions, I was heavy into social media. I knew that social media was the way, especially if you had a business, especially if you have clients, especially if you're trying to make a difference. And so I asked him, I said, are you on social media? He said, I am, but not like that because I don't like to post and record. And I'm like, post and record? I'm like, man, what you do is phenomenal. You've been fighting ever since you was, I believe he said, 6 years old. He was fighting for a long period of time. Mind you, he's like in his early 40s. And so as I'm talking to him, I'm like, there's no way you can't be confident behind getting in front of a camera. You can't be, I don't understand how you're not confident. You've been fighting your whole entire life. You've been throwing punches. You've been catching punches. You've been taking down. Like, you've been through the worst. And when he said, this is what he said. He said, I have confidence in fighting because it's something I've been training my whole entire life. I don't have confidence in social media because it's something new that I will have to learn. Oh, so you're telling me the more experience you have in one particular area, the more confidence you have, the more belief you have, the more accomplishments you have within this area? Whereas if it's something new, now you have to start from the bottom. Now you have to learn something new. Now you have to discover what it's going to take to succeed in this area. As you are showing up, you have to practice to be better. You have to practice to be better because when you become better, you are better. It's just understanding that as you are getting good, it's going to take time for your skills to develop. It's going to take time for your confidence to evolve. It's going to take time for you to grow within your skills because your skill is something new that has to be developed. Your skill is like a baby. And even though it's like a baby, you have to be willing to nurture this baby, to take care of this baby, to watch this baby grow. Because the more you watch a skill grow, the more you watch this baby grow, the more you watch the baby change, the baby go from not talking to crying. To crying, to crawling. See, the baby has to go through development stages just like your skills has to be developed. And a baby is not going to always stay a baby because a baby naturally changes. Just like your skill naturally changes because it's something that you are working on every single day. You can't get better if you don't understand the skill that you are building for yourself. You can't grow if you don't put time into your skill. You can't improve if you don't understand that this is a long-term play of you developing a skill. Reason being because there's a completely difference than someone who has been doing, let's say, content creation or podcasting for a year. Whereas if someone has been podcasting for 20 years, that experience level is completely different based off their life experiences, based off the time, and based off the skill that they have developed when they started podcasting. Everyone starts somewhere. And it's understanding the more we start, the more we become better, the more we build the skill, the more we show up. You can't show up if you don't know that you're showing up for yourself. I had to understand that I was showing up for myself because if I didn't show up for myself, I wouldn't be able to show up for nobody else. Because showing up is the most difficult thing there is, because how do you show up when no one is watching? How do you show up when no one is coming? How do you show up when you're the only one showing up? That's the challenging part, because there's going to be times in life where you have to push yourself because you're the only one that can push yourself. And as you're pushing yourself, it's challenging. As you're pushing yourself, it's overwhelming. As you're pushing yourself, it's difficult. Because you can't walk forward unless you get behind you and push yourself. But you have to also consider the fact that when you try to push yourself, you're pushing thin air. You're pushing air because you're the one doing the pushing. But check this out. When you show up, you're challenging yourself to do it, to push yourself when no one is there to encourage you. When you show up, you're showing up because now you believe in the skill that's been developed. I remember watching a video and the guy was pushing up a big ball, a big rock or something like that. And he's pushing up the rock and the rock is on the hill and the hill is getting steeper by the step. Every step he takes, the hill gets steeper. Every move he makes, the hill get tougher. But see, here's the thing. The more he moves, the more momentum he's building. Whereas if he was to stop and retract his steps and start all over from the beginning, he would have to build the momentum back up. When you have momentum, you have to keep the momentum going by always showing up. Showing up is a challenge because at some point your momentum, your motivation, your encouragement, your courage is going to drop because you have to constantly find a way to make it happen. But the more you make it happen, the better your skill becomes. Because you're finding a way. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that you have to practice to be better. And the next point is that you have to practice to be better. And then once you practice to be better, you have to learn a new skill. That's what I'm going to say. When you practice to be better, I ain't going to say skill. You have to accept the challenge. Accept the challenge. GE. There we go. You have to accept the challenge. Well, what challenge are you talking about? Let me write that on the board. Let me show the board. Let me show the board. You have to accept the challenge. What challenge are you talking about? You see, building a skill is something that takes a lot of effort. It's something that takes a lot of time, and it's something that takes the will to push through. When you accept the challenge, you're accepting where you are at, knowing that it's going to be challenging for you to get to the next step. But for you to get to the next step, for you to get on base, for you to make the play, you have to be willing to show up. You can't show up, and make a play until you show up and do the play. In football, my coach used to always say, don't focus on the last play. Don't focus on the last mistake. Don't focus on the missed assignment. Focus on the next play. Focus on the next assignment. Focus on the next responsibility. Because if you are focusing on the past, you can't prepare for the future. You can't see today and you don't understand what's to come. Reason being because you're so worried about what has happened. When you accept the challenge, you have to recognize what has happened to you your entire life to know that everything that you are going through, it has prepared you for this moment. For this moment to show up, you have to show up for yourself. As you're showing up for yourself, you have to really understand that you're becoming better. And it's understanding that your life experience has prepared you for this moment. And today is no better time to start building a new skill because your skill has been already developed based off your previous experience, based off your previous skills, based off your previous learnings. Because when you learn something new, you build the skill up for yourself. When you learn something new, you are discovering yourself. But it's learning that's so challenging that makes showing up more difficult. When you can show up, when all eyes are stacked against you, when you can show up, when no one is rooting in your corner, when you can show up, when you're the only one showing up at that time, there's going to be a point in life when there's multiple people around you to say, how did you do it? How did you push through? How did you do it? Because I want to learn more. I want to understand more. I would like to show up. But before other people come and recognize your effort, your hard work, or anything of that nature, you have to recognize it within yourself. Because if you can recognize it, you're no longer seeking validation. You're seeking the skill. You're seeking the development. You're seeking the growth. When you can grow by yourself, when you get around others, they start to recognize the growth that you have developed into. Now they want to get around you. Now they want to be around you. Now they see the work. You see, when you accept the challenge, you have to accept it being difficult. When you accept the challenge, you have to recognize that that your previous experience has prepared you for today. Because today is the day to start. Because yesterday has already happened. And when you understand how you are starting today, showing up is the most challenging thing there is, because you have to show up when you have no idea what you are doing. When I was in the Marine Corps, I started learning cadences. And it was my first time singing the cadences, because I've never even sung no cadence. And what a cadence is kind of repetitive singing while running. So we go like left, left, right, left. And then the people who running alongside the person who's calling the song out, they will repeat it. It'd be like left, left, right, left. And then they proceed with the cadence. They have many cadences out there. But if you're running alongside an instructor and he's singing the cadence, you're going to sing together. And so when you're showing up for your challenge, you're showing up saying that you are going to accept this challenge. When you accept this challenge, you are preparing your steps, because every step counts, every step matters. Everything that you do is preparing you for your future skill. Your skill can only be developed when you learn how to do it. I had to learn how to sing the cadence to the Marine Corps, because I had to learn the Marine Corps cadence. I had to learn the Marine Corps hymn. I had to learn it. Just like a skill or accepting a challenge, you have to learn the new thing that you are open to. You have to learn the new thing that you are, that has your attention. You can't be better. You can't be good. You can't develop if you never show up. If you never show up, how do you get good? If you never show up, how do you learn anything? If you never show up, how do you build this skill? My goal in life is to help others not only show up for themselves, but to show up for their dreams. Because the more you show up for your dreams, the better you become. The better you become, the more skills that you can have. The more skills that you have, the more you are developing yourself. You see, showing up is a challenge, because every day you have to develop something new. Every day you have to learn something new. Every day you have to discover something new. Every single day should not be a waste, because everything that you do matters, because it's preparing you for your future success. In order to have future success, you have to have current recognition, because the recognition is helping you identify what new information that you would like to learn. Reason why that's so important is because it shows that you are committed to yourself. It shows that you are committed to your growth, and it demonstrates the importance of showing up. You can't be great unless you show up bad. You can't become good unless you show up with no skills. You can't become good until you practice how to be good. When you practice how to be good, you're changing the way you look at yourself. You're changing the way you show up. Because showing up is more than you can ever imagine. Because the more you show up, the better you become. And it's getting better that says, I'm showing up with purpose. That's the last point I want to hit on. Just you have to show up with purpose. Showing up is a challenge. Last point, show up with purpose.
Show up with purpose. Show up with purpose. Let me show the board. Show up with purpose. I remember I went to my first networking event in Southern California. And when I went to this event, one, I didn't know what to wear. I didn't know the attire. I didn't know if I needed to wear jeans, pants, or anything of that nature. I went to my first networking event in some slides, sweatpants, and a t-shirt. And the reason why I'm sharing that visual image is because I didn't fully understand what it looks like to show up with purpose. I was going to a networking event, and in this networking event, I had no idea what to expect. I had no idea what to look for, and I didn't even have no purpose behind it. I was going there because I wanted to meet new people. I wanted to be around like-minded people. I wanted to be around others who was doing something differently. And I didn't understand that the room that I was in was a real estate investing event. Or a networking event. It was more so of like, I want to meet some different people. Excuse me. That's doing something different. I don't know. Excuse me. I don't know how different. But that's doing something different. And so when I go to this event. And I made a video. I got to find that video. I made a video and I said, this is my first time going to a networking event. I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to wear. In fact, I don't even know if this is the right event. And so as I'm in my car waiting for people to come in, I just go in. When I go in, I'm one of the first ones there. I was like, cool. I feel like I'm on time. And as I proceed to go to a table that had chairs in it, I literally sat down. And I waited for people to come. And as I waited for people to come, the first person that came, one, his name was Alex. I spoke with Alex. He was a real estate investor. And he's been doing real estate for quite some time when we met. Now he's still doing real estate. Just phenomenal. Just been showing up every single day. I digress. The next person that I met at this networking event, his name was Mitch. And let me tell you how I remember his name. He saw me, he approached me, and this is the first thing that he said. He said, hey, I'm Mitch. I said, hey, I'm Terrell. He said, hey, I'm Mitch. I said, hey, I'm Terrell. He said, hey, I'm Mitch. I said, hey, I'm Terrell. At that moment, he made me feel comfortable because it was so random. That someone came and approached me based off the way I was dressed. And even though I wasn't dressed with tennis shoes, jeans, or a bun down. No. I had slides, sweatpants, and a shirt. And this gentleman named Mitch, he came and approached me and made me feel comfortable. You see, my first time going to this event, it taught me that the more you show up, the more people will recognize you. The more you show up, the more people will see you. The more you show up, the more people will communicate with you. It wasn't the fact that I was unsure that I needed to be there. When I spoke to Mitch and we had a small introduction, it made me feel more comfortable. You see, you can only get comfortable when you show up. It's showing up that's the most difficult thing there is. It's showing up that's a challenge. It's showing up because now we have so many uncertainties going through our mind. How do we understand the journey that we are on to know that we are showing up for ourselves? You see, if I would never went to this networking event and dressed the way I dress, I wouldn't have had the confidence that I have today. Because it came from me showing up. If I show up, I can meet someone different. If I show up, I can become different. If I show up, I can start building my skill. I didn't know I was building skill at the time. I just knew I wanted to show up.
It doesn't matter who you meet. It doesn't matter who you come encounter with. You just have to show up. Every single day, you have to show up. Because eventually, people will start to say, I remember you from somewhere. I remember you from somewhere, but my memory, my thought process is not coming to me. Where do I know you from? You see, you show up so much, people forget where they saw you from. They see it's a familiar face because now you're showing up with purpose. Every time you show up, there's purpose behind it. People are going to get comfortable with you. People are going to start seeing you. And people are going to connect with you because you're showing up with the purpose. My first event, I didn't have a purpose of why I went there. Correction, I had a purpose. I just didn't know it was called purpose. I just didn't know it was called having goals. I just didn't know it was called setting different reasonings to go there. I just thought I wanted to be around like-minded people. You see, being around like-minded people, there's a price to pay because like-minded people do things differently. Like-minded people show up. Like-minded people want the best for the next person. You see, many times in life, it's understanding the best has yet to come because you're not showing up with purpose. When I start to show with purpose, my life changed because now every time I go to a network event, every time I go to a different place, every time I go to a new facility, I'm showing up with purpose. Because if I don't have purpose, if I don't have a goal, if I don't have reason of me doing this, me showing up will be a waste of time. At least that's what I think. It doesn't matter if you don't have a goal or a purpose or why you're showing up. When you show up, the purpose will come because now you're communicating with others. As you're communicating with others, you're showing up. You're accepting the challenge. Because when you accept the challenge, you're practicing to be better. You can't be better if you don't learn how to show up. You can't become better if you don't have purpose behind the reason why you're showing up. I wasn't gonna do this podcast episode today because I'm like, I don't feel like doing it. I don't feel like really doing a podcast episode. So just because I don't feel like doing something, I shouldn't do it. The more I show up, the better I get. So I need to show up even when I have days when I don't feel like showing up, when I don't feel like recording, when I don't feel like making any podcast. Until you show up, when you don't feel like showing up, that's how you get better. Until you show up with purpose, you're stopping your growth. Until you show up and accept the challenge, the day is going to be hard. The moment is going to be tough and the timing is going to be so challenging because you have to show up with the purpose. You see, purpose, it's what pushes you to say, I'm showing up for a reason. Why am I here? Why am I there? Why am I going to these different places? I was asking myself this question of why I was going to these different networking events, these different conferences, paying for the ticket, paying for the fight, paying for the hotel. It was so much money that I was spending to go to these events. And not knowing, the more I showed up, the familiar people got with me. The familiar people start to see me more. The familiar people start to say, I know you from somewhere. And when they say, I know you from somewhere, I'm curious of where have you seen me from? I recognize today I had the thought process of where have you seen me from? And I proceed to ask, so what did you see me from? And they proceed to tell you what they remember you from, at least the last thought that they heard. And as I'm sharing this, I'm really understanding the power of marketing yourself, because if you don't show up, you cannot market yourself. If you can't market yourself, people won't know who you are. If people don't know who you are, you haven't accepted the challenge. And since you haven't accepted the challenge, you haven't practiced to become better. It just made so much more sense to me of why I'm creating this podcast episode is to show you the importance of showing up. You're never going to know what you are going to learn until you get in the room and start learning the information, until you start hearing the conversations, until you start connecting with strangers. You see, strangers become friends because they get familiar with seeing you. When they see you, they say, I know you. When they know you, that's because you've been showing up. That's because you're showing up on a consistent basis. And the basis that you're showing up, you're practicing to be better. Because the more you practice, the better you become. The more you focus, the better you improve. Because now you have to accept the challenge. When you're accepting the challenge, it's not going to be as easy. Even though it's not as easy, just understand that there's a process that you have to go through, that you have to learn, that you have to step into, so you can discover more about the lessons that you need to learn for you to get to the next step. And as you're getting to the next step, you have to show up with purpose. There's purpose behind you showing up. There's purpose behind your mission. There's purpose behind your goals. We have to craft the purpose of us being there so we can be more intentional behind us showing up to accept the challenge. Showing up is the biggest challenge there is, because you have to do it when you don't feel like it. You have to show up when you don't feel good. You have to show up when you have no energy to show up. Let me know in the comments your biggest takeaway on why showing up is a challenge and what challenge you are facing when it comes to showing up. Let me know in the comments. And also, if you haven't yet, make sure you hit that like button and hit that subscribe button. Let me know in the comments your biggest challenge when it comes to showing up for yourself so you can develop the skill over time. And also, if you got value from this, click this video right here to watch more videos on how to personally develop within yourself.